With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Good chunk of the nation getting blasted with a brutally cold front as temps have fallen well below zero in several states. Governors from New York all the way down to Louisiana declaring state of emergencies. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it shouldn't be difficult for voters to make their choice in this year's presidential election.
So it's a clear contrast for the American people. Do you want the peace, prosperity, and strength that we had in the Trump era, or do you want 4 more years of the chaos and incompetence, the inflation, and the threats that we have under Joe Biden?
And Cotton says Americans would be very wise to put Donald Trump back in the White House.
Under President Trump, we had a booming economy, real working-class wages were growing, our border was secure, and our enemies feared us, and we had peace and stability, largely speaking, around the world.
Also, at SRNnews.com, U.S. military carrying out another strike on a Houthi-controlled site in Yemen. Here is correspondent Ben Thomas.
The target was a radar site that was putting commercial vessels in the Red Sea at risk. It followed a first day of strikes that hit 28 locations and struck more than 60 targets. UN Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling the Security Council,
the aim of these strikes was to disrupt and degrade the Houthis' ability to continue their reckless attacks against vessels and commercial shipping in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden.
The Houthis have vowed to retaliate. They maintain their attacks on shipping are a response to Israel's war against Hamas, though they frequently targeted vessels with tenuous or no clear links to Israel. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Well, the numbers are in now on an evangelism effort in Cuba.
A group of Baptist leaders from Florida spent a week in the communist enclave late last year, and the result is more than 4,800 Cubans giving their life to Christ. Pastor Philip Hamm of First Baptist Palmetto tells Baptist Press, quote, not only were they very hospitable and friendly, but they also have a sincere hunger for spiritual things. Christians are still persecuted in Cuba, but opportunities for the gospel have increased slightly in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In a surprising move, Denmark has joined numerous Muslim nations in banning blasphemy. The Danish parliament has amended its penal code in response to a recent spate of Quran burnings that enraged Muslims around the world. U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom criticizing the decision, saying criminalizing blasphemy is wrong. This is SRN News. The Buffalo Bills wild card playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers that had been slated for Sunday has been moved to Monday thanks to a dangerous forecast. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul and other officials say they're making the change for safety's sake. Up to 2 feet of snow is projected to fall on the Buffalo region over a 24-hour period beginning tonight. Officials advise residents to stay off the roads beginning at nightfall, with a driving ban taking effect at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Meanwhile, that game would have been played Sunday at 1 o'clock. It's moved to 4:30 on Monday. Coldest game in league history, still the minus 13 from the 1967 NFL Championship, Packers and the Cowboys. The wind chill that day, 48 below. More details at SRNnews.com.